Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak, very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway.
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This show is brought to you by three pieces of pizza very hastily stuffed into my face before the beginning of the show. I apologize very deeply for all the people watching the pre-show. I swear to God, it's over. No more pizza, just drinks from here on out.
I might have a bite of pizza, sorry.
I would you like me to warn everybody before it happens?
No.
Or let's not draw attention to it.
They can guess it.
Yeah.
Tell us in the comments.
If you can guess the time code when Kirstie was eating pizza, you don't win anything except maybe me saying
we'll give you a shout out in the next show.
You can send me one sentence no larger than 20 words. Anything you want, I'll say it.
That sounds great.
You grimaced when...
No, that sounds perfect.
I think it's a perfectly fine prize to give out. Oh, excuse me, the pizza's...
Coming back.
That intro was also brought to you by the May the 4th be with you, which sounds like May the Force be with you, but with George Lucas's dick in your mouth.
Dig in my mouth.
Woo! That's our new song.
It's a dig in my mouth.
New song coming out never. Honestly, I think maybe the... I always thought the whole idea was kind of stupid.
It is. It's not great. And honestly, like, I think people just ran with it. And I really want to figure out when it actually started. Because it hasn't been always.
Yeah. It might be tough to nail down. And the main thing is, you know what? I may be able to just reuse this intro 3 weeks from now. Because Star Wars was actually released on May 25th. I only did this to appease the normies
masses
out there and, like, draw them in. Ooh, they're going to talk about No, we're not.
Well, we are.
We gotcha. Are we? Are we?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. We are doing
also,
it now.
Also, let's talk about May the 4th in a better context. In
how
Cinco
much better?
De Cuatro.
Oh, shit,
today,
yeah.
The remixed version of Season 4 of Arrested Development is coming out on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's weird because I've had that for like a year already.
And I keep asking you to watch it and you can, I don't know. I think we never...
We just never remember to watch it until we're in the studio and we're telling people, oh man, you have to watch this.
So go watch it because we're going to.
And you know what? It's actually kind of... It's interesting what they've done. I've always been a fan of Arrested Development. And most people were not a fan of the way they did Season 4. We've been saying it for a while. I'm sure we've said it here. They actually moved the original edit of Season 4 to like a bonus features section for the series on Netflix. And this new cut that got released today is going to be the cut.
Season 4.
Yeah. So it's like they were doing what George...
That. That's interesting.
This ties into Star Wars. They were doing what George Lucas was doing to the original movies. They're retconning them.
Ugh.
They're not destroying the originals.
Which
like,
is kind of what they did.
Yeah, it's what George really wanted to do. But people are working hard on some quality restorations out there. And I can't wait to see them. I've been waiting for them just like I've been waiting for the Manos, the Hands of Fate release on Blu-ray. And...
God, that is such a horrible movie.
Yes.
Like, I actually could feel my cells dying.
What does it feel like?
Pain.
What does it sound like? Yep. Sounds about right.
Sounds like the Screaming Cowboy.
Sounds like the Screaming Cowboy. I'm sure people can just type in the phrase Screaming Cowboy years from now.
You will be able to, yes.
You can do it today. You
tomorrow.
Can do it whatever year you're hearing this.
2000. 2020, which is, I'm guessing, going to be the end of the world.
Maybe, like, we'll have flying cars by then, and you'll laugh so hard that you'll crash your flying car into a floating building.
Or
because
a floating
those will fly
tree.
Too. Why would trees float, Kurt?
Why would buildings float, Renee?
For more ground space for trees.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, so the trees need to stay on the ground because that's the only way that makes sense. And, oh, you're grimacing at me again. You don't like this idea.
I just, screw you. Anyway, so,
oh, come on.
Next topic. Hi.
I can't just do that.
I know.
Come on.
I know, that's why I was like, oh, shit.
Well, this is on you now.
It is on me. Yep. So, next topic is, euthanasia. Should we be helping them more? Euthanasia. Because it sounds like
the
youth
in Asia. What are they up to, those youths in Asia? And if I type that into this search box here, am I going to have to turn safe search on?
I don't know.
I probably will have to.
There was a tweet that it totally could be unreal because, let's face it, it's the internet. But this person was calling her parents, and she's like, hey, Dad, what's that thing I need to take because I'm getting a cold? And he's like, euthanasia. And she's like, what? And in the background, you can hear, for the last time, it's echinacea.
What's echinacea?
It's a plant / herb that you actually drank the shit out of when you were sick last time.
I did?
Yep.
Oh, you snuck some herbs into my...
I snuck herbs into your tea.
Kirsty. How dare you sneak herbs into my drinks?
I just wanted to make you feel better.
Well, I think it worked.
I think it did too.
This was after the 102 degree fever, right?
This is during the 103 degree fever.
Was that a three?
It was a three.
I was so out of it.
It was
that twos
really
looked like
sad.
Threes.
You were just like the saddest little thing. Like at one point you got up and you're like, oh my God, I need to go to work. And I'm like, first of all, it's noon. Second of all, you already called off sick.
That was a rough time.
It was
man.
A very rough time. And it's
it
so
only
sad
happens,
seeing you that sick.
Like, it only happens
once every 2 years.
2 or 5 years? Probably two.
Yeah, I've seen you likely. Sick twice. No.
Just ever. Well, let's keep that record. Let's keep it low.
Well, no, I've seen you sick 3 times, I guess. Because you got that nasty flu in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We were, like, sick
we
together, so it was, like, a one-to-one relationship where we didn't really appear sick to each other because
we were both dying.
We were both in the same plane of bullshit.
Yeah, but then so. There was that other time that you were super sick, and I told you to call in because you didn't want to, and you wanted to go work at Safeway while you had 99 or maybe even 100-degree fever, and I was like, no, you can't.
No, I've worked at Safeway many times when I probably shouldn't have been. Probably about a year all in at once. It's a long time. It's not healthy.
The whole time you shouldn't have been working.
Exactly. You got it.
I got it.
It was a rough time, man.
That is a rough time.
Not a place you want to be if you don't like the population. That's why I do this show. Isolated from the population until someone decides to comment on one of the episodes, which has never happened. So I'm not worried.
People have commented, but it's been people like we know.
Yeah, I want strangers to comment on this show, and then I can read the comments, and it will be fun. And we won't set it to music like Jimmy Kimmel does. That fucking hack. Whoa. That microphone picked up your shoulder popping, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, people.
That was Kirsty's shoulder.
That was my shoulder because my fucking collarbone decided to plop out of place.
Again?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Can I just, like, punch you in the shoulder and it'll pop
Do
back?
It.
Will it work?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it might feel good.
What if we put a pillow over it and then we just...
I just sleep really weird because when I sleep on my side, I do this. And then my collar.
For those who can't see Kirsty doing things, it's a Hunchback of Notre Dame simulator.
Yeah, but like when you're
while flexing.
Like I don't sleep like, because I sleep on my side, so I get kind of hunched over, I guess. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
You should try sleeping on your back sometime.
I do,
like the
but
rest
I like
of America.
Sleeping on my side.
Why?
Because then I can hug you.
Move the mic up a little bit.
Because then I can hug you.
That makes sense.
And also, it's more comfortable on my side. Sometimes.
So I don't understand.
I can't sleep with... You sleep with your legs bent sometimes. Like, your feet will be on the bed, and your knees will be up. And I don't understand how you do that, so... That's literally just sleeping on your side, but on your back, because your knees are bent.
How is that? No.
Because I sleep on my side, and I get all curled up. Like, my knees get bent and everything.
I'm not following this at all. Spatial arrangements of the body, I can't visualize those.
I hate you.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Don't you dare hate me. Kirstie, this is a hate-free zone.
No, it's not.
It's not. I'm kidding.
You're such a wiener.
I mean, I don't have anything in particular today except the whole May the 4th, but I already explained that.
Oh, God. Are we going to have to, like, trudge through the show without a topic? Isn't like, that, every other week?
That's what we do anyway. You don't need to worry about this at all.
Don't worry about it. Come get fake doors.
Try this one.
Won't open.
Try this one. Won't open. None of them open. I think that's the best impression I can do of anyone off of that show.
And that's what getting a graduate degree is like.
Trying to open fake doors?
Yeah.
I love fake doors.
Try this one? Won't open.
Did you ever get scolded as a child in Home Depot for walking through all the fake doors that they have in the fake door department?
No, but I once saw a kid trying to take a shit in one of the toilets.
And he
had
succeed?
No idea what was wrong with it.
Oh no.
It was
did he
great.
Did he succeed?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then did you see the aftermath of the employees finding it?
No, because I walked away.
Okay. See, the proper thing to do is if you find one of these floor toilets with a turd in it, you just unscrew it from the floor and you throw that fucker in the dumpster because there's nothing to do there. Why would you clean a toilet that doesn't work? That's stupid. Just throw it away. It's done forever. Not needed. It's useless.
This is a really great perspective on your waste management skills.
I would, if the toilet was just a toilet and I didn't steal it from a Home Depot, I would probably drop a big rock on it.
That sounds cool.
That seems like a lot of fun.
I would explode it, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody ever wanted to shoot a toilet before? You can give us a call on our Skype. Tell us about your toilet smashing dreams. TGIF Radio Show on the Skype. I have it open. It's
on
green.
The Skype.
Yeah. It's very similar to YouTune, I think.
It is similar to YouTune.
It all lines up. Don't ever let me work at Home Depot. I don't think
you
that...
will not ever work at Home Depot.
Yes. Thank you for looking out for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
I don't want to experience that hell. There's been a shift in Home Depot, actually. I don't know if you've had the pleasure of experiencing it, but they're just hiring people who know where things are.
Yeah,
now.
I totally know that because somebody, a past friend of one of my sister, or my of Kelsey's, got hired there, and she is about as smart as a nail in a 2x4.
All right.
So, but she works there.
Is the nail actually in the board, or is the tip?
It's just kind of like bent. Yeah.
It's not even hammered in.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's like one of those like shitty ass 2x4 with nails in it.
Yeah, so they're not hiring people that actually know anything about the materials that they're selling. There's still a few holdouts from, like, the old era.
Like, of hardware stores where people actually knew everything about everything in the store.
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm not sure. I just think that that is a bygone era of people
knowing
things. Seriously, it sucks, but...
But what caused it? It's so strange.
I'm not sure. Oh, no, I do know.
You know this?
The push for people to join academia and not do trades.
And not do trades. Okay. See, there's got to be a balance of both.
There does. And the thing is there are so many trade jobs open right now that people are... There's like... they have enough money and, I guess, time and energy to make commercials and like propaganda that is popping up on Facebook saying like, hey, join a trade. Because they literally... don't have enough people joining trades right now.
They have all this money to give to people to join the trades, yeah. And they're just using it on commercials.
Exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I think there was a huge push for people to go to university, go to college, that it just kind of whiplashed into too many people going to university and college and getting, like, degrees versus trade certificates and degrees, potentially.
I got a question for you, America. What are you going to do when all the plumbers die out? That's the path that we are heading towards. If we don't get more plumbers in the plumber field, they won't...
Learning air conditioner repair.
They won't...
So you can get a job.
They won't be able to reproduce. And if plumbers don't reproduce, our toilets will not work, and we'll have to throw them in the dumpster. Like,
no one will know what a plumber's butt is. Come on, people. We got to keep this up.
Yeah, that's a trope that needs to last forever.
So, in light of this, I guess the word I'm
the tragedy of plumber losses.
The tragedy of plumber losses and trade job losses. I think we should add this to our list of things that we're trying to push for in our church.
The Church of the Eternal Sun.
All hail.
All hail. I am the highest ray of this religion. We don't have our robes yet, and actually our robe man is in the forest right now. Where did he say he was?
Burns, Oregon.
Burns, which I didn't think was a real place.
It is. It's great, and I'm really jealous he's there.
And it didn't catch on fire last year, because I remember that was a whole thing.
No.
Nope. Okay, just checking. Now it's burnt, Oregon. And, yeah, I'm not sure where he's going with it. I see yellow hoodies on Amazon. I'm probably just going to buy one of those and do some screen printing on them. And I'll give one to Jared, because he promised us a bottle of something for the show. And I will consider him good for it. Making sure that plumbers stay alive, not our primary goal.
No.
It's okay for it to be one of them, but I'm not going to put too much emphasis on that as the highest ray. All hail. The main goal is the elimination of daylight saving time. You got to say it, daylight saving time. This isn't the Mandela effect thing. It's just shitty grammar that is propagated over the past 100 years. So if you want to get rid of shitty grammar and the loss of an hour of your life every year, send us money. I don't know how you can do that, but find a way. If you're listening to us, you probably know some of our friends or family or friends of friends of friends. Just, like, give one of them a $5 bill and write our name on it. And I assure you, it will make its way to us. Because nobody's going to spend a $5 bill with someone else's name on it. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
What do you
think? And I think illegal.
Yeah. Once your name is on something, it's yours for life.
It's true that.
Yeah. My name is on the bottom of this cup. But we're not going to look right now because there's booze in it. And I'm 100% sure it's mine. So don't even worry about it.
Boy.
How'd I do?
That was great.
we're well on our way. I think the money's going to start rolling in soon.
I agree.
I think we put out this $5 bill request a few shows ago. None of them have made it here yet.
They will.
I think it's just, there's only so fast a rate at which a bill can move. Have you ever used wheresgeorge.com?
I have. I used to a lot.
Awesome. I think I, the other day, I figured out how to get into my old account.
Yeah.
And, not a big thing there, but their website is still pretty much exactly the way it was in 2008.
Nice.
So, good for you guys, but maybe you could track down some of those bills that you're tracking and dump them into your web development. Pardon me. That was a burp. Sometimes those happen during the show.
They do happen, especially after you eat pizza and bourbon.
Yeah, I ate 3 pieces of pizza. That's our main sponsor for the show today.
Renee's mom's pizza.
Yeah. Her restaurant is opening never because I'm pretty sure she's going to stick to just painting instead.
She will.
It's more lucrative.
Her restaurant actually might be Montana's restaurant / cafe because Montana wants to open a cafe that has coffee and bakery. Actually, I think she wants to call it a bakery, so.
And then my mom would just be in the back slaving away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Montana. I mean, we all would be too, but like.
I would be?
No.
Oh, good.
Montana, Sophie, me, your mom. If you want to, you can.
Who the hell is Sophie?
She is one of Montana's friends.
I don't want to bring someone in on this operation that I don't know.
It's not your operation, it's theirs.
Well, I'm involved, so...
How?
I know of the plan now.
Yes, okay. Well, you are the... Here's everyone else, and here's you at the bottom.
I'm at the bottom of the totem pole? Yep. Okay, well, the bottom of the totem pole is actually the most important, because if you remove that, the whole fucking thing falls
down. Just
kind
of falls back down into the ground, so then you're removed. Okay, all right. So it's decided you're removed from the totem pole. So now that you're out, there, Sophie is still there. So there we go. That's how it works.
Is Sophie directly above me?
No.
How high up is this bitch? Come on.
See, it's Sophie and Montana's idea to do a bakery.
Oh, okay. It was there. So she's like right below Montana then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty high up way to reach because my idea was to pick up a nearby stick.
I think I'm right next to you.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm just there to be supportive and like help with PR or whatever they need. I don't know.
I can help with PR.
That's why you were on the totem pole, but you took yourself off, so...
No, you removed me.
You removed you, and I allowed it, because you're special right now.
Special right now, not always.
Always, but especially right now. Especially special.
I just want to be on a totem pole, man. Can I be on a totem pole, man?
Yes, you can, man.
I think it's fun. Kirstie is balancing a pencil on her microphone. Have you been trying to do that for
No, it just I just minutes? Like, hey, this would be cool, and it just happened.
Okay, well, don't mess it up. I think you'll be okay. Okay, is there a name for this bakery?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not going to think one right now.
Me neither, because it's not ours.
No,
at the bottom of the pool.
I don't know how to bake. Is this going to be a problem?
Yes, you did. You do. You baked yesterday.
I did. Oh, with those cheese puff things?
Yeah.
Is that baking or?
Yes, because it's in the oven. And
that's the
raising.
Only. That's the only requirement is that it's in
I'm
the oven.
I'm not sure. Let's look this up.
Oh, okay. See, this show is also kind of brought to you by the internet. We type things into this box, and sometimes we learn things. But I can't always type while I talk. It's a weird thing. That happens in my brain. Baking is a method of cooking food.
Huh.
That uses prolonged dry heat, normally in an oven, but also in hot ashes or on hot stones. The most common baked item is bread, but many other types of foods are baked.
See, okay, so you've baked in a Dutch oven.
Oh, yes. Dozens of times.
So you are a baker.
Okay. When do I get my hat? Do I have to bake hundreds of times to get that?
What kind of hat do you want?
The really tall one.
The big...
With the poofs.
What does it look like?
Like the one from Ratatouille.
Okay, so the toque, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I get that now?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm also working on your last request for an Australian cork hat.
Are you really?
Yes. You're gonna have so many hats.
I don't even know why. I don't look good in hats.
Yes, you do.
Well,
what's the last hat you put on and we decided you looked really good in it?
Oh, the
your fedora. But it's an actual fedora, not a douche boy fedora.
It's not a meme fedora. I just have problem even calling it a fedora because of the stigma. I just call it an explorer hat.
It is an explorer hat.
It's an explorer hat.
It's kind of like Indiana Jones's hat, but a different fabric.
Not
leather. It's like a cotton weave thing.
It's like a bicycle basket. You know?
No. What?
Like a bicycle basket.
Okay. Next.
You know the baskets that...
Nope.
that go on bikes?
That's not what it is.
I know it's not, but the material kind of feels like it.
Anyway,
I look good in that hat, I guess.
You look good in
the
hat. Jeez.
Huh?
I said jeez.
Yes, but before that, I look good in that hat.
You look good in that hat.
Who knows if I'd look good in an Australian cork hat.
I don't know. I'm going to drop that project.
That's fine. Like, we can also make our own out of the hat that I already look good in, and then we just have to drink, like, 12 bottles of wine and get some string.
Okay.
And you're done.
We don't drink wine, though.
I drink wine sometimes.
You drink box wine.
Not regularly, no. I mean...
That one time?
That one time, yes.
After our wedding.
Because that, you know, it was just there. Like, if wine's there, all right, I'll have it.
Oh, we do drink sangria, so that's red wine.
That counts. Okay. 12 bottles of sangria.
Okay.
Does that come with corks?
They do come with corks.
Okay, we're set.
We'll just get the $5 chuck, or $3 chuck, or however much it is now.
$2 chuck.
It's $2 in California.
It's only going to get cheaper.
Nope.
No? 50 cent chuck.
Do not drink that. Some guy named Chuck, and he spits in the bottle.
Asterisk, not actually wine. Produced by man named Chuck. Chuck.
Oh, gross. Okay.
The former owner of Sneed's Seed and Feed?
Yes.
Is it that guy?
Yes, that's him. Oh, boy.
We found him. He's got a new business. Good for him.
Good for him.
I mean, the suck and fuck was a pretty good industry, but he had to move on to brighter pastures. Greener pastures, which are also brighter if
sometimes,
they're green enough.
Because
if the sun is up.
Sometimes to get greener, you have to get more rain, so that's not brighter. It's just greener.
Sometimes it has to get darker before it gets brighter.
It's always darkest before it's dawn. Bring it up.
What's that?
Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine.
Oh, not Rage Against the Machine?
No.
I haven't heard of this band. Should I look it up?
Florence and the Machine?
I don't think so.
Oh, she's cool.
Hang on. Wait, her or the machine?
The whole thing.
Type it into the box. And then what's the song we're looking for?
I don't know.
We don't know. I'm just gonna play the most viewed one. But where does the window go?
I can't remember what it's called because I'm dying.
That's okay.
Oh, it is this one.
Yeah? $76 million views, and I don't recognize it at all.
She is, like, so awesome. I would love to go see her live. I'm pretty sure Taylor did.
Taylor saw her live? That's cool.
Maybe. With Babs? I'm not sure who else. It's always darkest before the
dawn, and I've been a fool, and I've been blind. Yeah, never heard this before. I just
this
don't.
Is such a great song, but it's also oldish.
Here's
it's like from 2012.
Oh, so old. See, the key is I don't really listen to music. Not especially
which is weird
because
you like have a pretty broad collection of music.
I got a very big collection. I used to listen to it a lot more, and then I discovered computers.
And then you discovered. Sex.
Yeah, I have 13,000 songs in my collection, and 12,000 of those I got before I was ever got laid. So it's fun facts about me.
Fun facts about Renee.
Do we have any more? Probably. I hope not.
Oh God, there's so many.
I still
Renee
get songs. Sometime.
Likes to talk in his sleep. He even knows German.
I don't know if I like to.
Oh, no, you
it
like
just kind of happens.
He loves it. Sleep him loves it.
It's never gotten me in trouble. Has it?
No. Well, no? It's caused me at least one panic attack.
Because I said something about a ghost in a room?
No, that was funny, and you got mad at me.
Oh, okay.
So that time, we were...
At least you knew there
wasn't a... We were house-sitting, and there was a coat... like hanger thing in the corner of the room, and there was coats on it, and you sat up straight up in bed, you grabbed my arm, and you said, "Kirsty, I think there is a ghost in the corner of the room." And I said, I looked and I was like, "Renee, it is a coat hanger." And you said, "Well, fine." And then you just like rolled over, let go of my arm, and just like was back asleep. Like laid, you like slammed your body down on the bed, and you were like,
My subconscious is funny.
And then the time that caused me a panic attack was when...
I don't know this one.
You had drank a fair amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Taylor did see Florence and the Machine. Anyways.
Cool.
So you fell asleep while we were watching, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Which is a fucking weird movie.
It is a silent film from the 20s. And it's really good, and it's really weird. But anyway, so Renee falls asleep halfway through it, and they're speaking German, but it's silent, so the subtitles are in German, and then there's additional subtitles that are in English. So, like, the title cards that have what they're saying is in German.
Yes.
And so he wakes up, and he says this very specific phrase in gibberish. And I look
Which
at him.
Which can never be recreated.
I look at him, and I said, what? And he said the exact same line of gibberish, word for word.
Was not German.
Again. And I said, honey, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. And I'm getting really freaked out because I'm like, okay, so I'm having a stroke.
You thought it was an aneurysm.
Or he's having a stroke. One of us is dying. And I said, okay, one more time. And you said the exact same thing. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm sorry, but I think, like, something's wrong. And then he looks at me, rolls his eyes, and says, I'm speaking German, duh. And then right back asleep, head on the pillow, out. And I am, like, sitting there, like, half hyperventilating, half laughing. And I run into my bedroom, which my sister and cousin were in, and, like, laid it all out for them. And was like, this just happened. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And they thought it was great.
They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And now it's a great story, but at the time it was scary as shit.
Subconscious me's got jokes, man.
You also like to think that you're on a boat. Or like bought me a boat. Or bought, like, you talk about boats a lot. Which is strange because we don't really talk about boats or anything. So maybe we need to, so your sleep self will stop talking about boats to me.
What is your favorite boat?
A one that floats.
I'm a fan too, but I like the sunken ones about just as good.
Cool.
Because I want to scuba dive in them.
That's cool.
Yeah. You want to go scuba diving?
Yes, I do.
Sounds awesome.
I want to go scuba diving in Hawaii to see the coral reefs.
It may not happen.
I saw that.
Hawaii is exploding.
Hawaii is exploding right now. Just days after they announced that they were banning sunscreen that causes coral reef bleaching.
Are they, so the reefs want to get bleached?
I don't know.
Or is this a celebration of the
Earth? I think it's a celebration of the Earth. And they're like, fuck yeah, you piece of shit.
Are there eruptions? Oh, Hawaii?
Yeah, it was a pink ash cloud, and then there's lava through like a village.
Oh shit. Biggest, let's do videos, volcano.
This will be great for our listeners.
Man, I just wanted to look at lava, that's all. But yeah, this is some big shit.
Don't you ever just like want to stick your tongue to the lava?
Nope.
Okay.
I want to throw rocks in it though.
That's cool.
That seems cool. Don't put your tongue on the lava. Not unless, like, if you put some tinfoil on your tongue first, you'll be fine. But only then.
Okay, you said it.
Where are you gonna find lava?
I don't know. That's not your... That's nothing for you to be worrying about.
Did I ever tell you the first time I climbed Mount St. Helens?
No.
I was really excited to finally get to the top because I legit thought I was going to
see lava. Oh, you poor thing.
Nothing.
How old are you?
Like 13.
And you thought lava was going to be there?
Yeah.
Renee what? Michelle Gildersleeve.
It's not my middle name, but okay.
What the fuck?
Why wouldn't there be lava?
Why would there be lava?
It's a volcano.
There are volcanoes that don't have lava.
I thought this was one of the cool ones.
How? Your geology teacher seriously fucked you over.
No, I learned a lot about geology, actually, just not about the internals of Mount St. Helens. So I was just going
That's
up
so
there.
That's so dumb. I'm
sorry. I was just going up there with big expectations.
Oh, poor baby.
And I was kind of let down, but I brought back some pumice from the summit, so that was cool.
We should find you a place to so you can see lava.
I don't know. Can we do that in the continental U.S.?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, unless Yosemite decides to blow up, which could be soon, but we would die. So it could be the last thing we do.
If Yosemite blew up, we'd die?
Yes.
That's the caldera and Yellowstone and all that, right?
Yes.
How close is Yosemite? Because
it is not close at all, and that's the scariest part.
Is Yosemite a completely different caldera than Yellowstone? Because I always imagine Yellowstone being the thing that blows up, and yeah, that's pretty close.
Maybe I'm thinking about... Did I say Yosemite? I meant Yellowstone.
You said Yosemite like 6 times.
I'm sorry. I'm tired and I'm getting a migraine.
It's okay. But no, I'm thinking of Yellowstone. If Yellowstone
that's
blows
what
up,
I meant.
Yeah, we're kind of screwed.
Anyways, we could see lava there, but it would be the last thing we saw.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I went to Yellowstone once, actually.
Yeah.
You ever been?
No.
We should
or
go
Yosemite.
We were just walking around like behind a parking lot in Yellowstone somewhere. And you're just walking around back there and there's hot springs all around you, like no big deal. And we found one with a skeleton in the bottom of it.
Like a people?
No, it was like an elk or a deer or something, but it was a full skeleton all the way in the bottom, and that was like at least I don't know.
Because they're clear? You can see to the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Real clear water. Mm. It, like, gets kind of blue and a little bit hazy towards the bottom.
And it's really hot, right?
Yeah. It
would kill you. Like that one guy that went swimming in it and died.
Didn't hear about that guy.
It was very recent.
Super recent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Like, maybe too recent to talk about it. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure he, like, jumped in one.
I'm sure we could find a tasteful joke about this. Firehole Canyon die? No? Hang on. I want the news, not... Upsetting footage shows man reportedly carrying dolphin. Nope, that's not Yellowstone. Oh, no! He's carrying a dolphin!
Oh, God.
What the hell's wrong with you? Swimming in Yellowstone, I switched to Google.
That's weird. Maybe it was...
Maybe not as recent as
you
thought.
Recent as I thought.
Eh, whatever.
But I could have sworn it was just this last... Like, it within the last year.
Okay. But that water in those hot springs, it's a little bit below boiling. It can be boiling in some spots. Not the one that we saw the skeleton in. It was...
Is it... So it's like volcano when the water's bubbling?
Exactly. God.
And she's just staring at it like,
what a shitty movie.
Something's wrong.
What could it be? Tommy Lee Jones barely saved that movie.
I can't believe that he would do something so shitty.
Wait, about what?
I can't believe that he would do a movie,
oh, a movie
so
that
shitty.
Some actors just gotta get paid, you know?
I guess.
I don't think he had done Men in Black yet.
Are we sure on that?
No, we're not.
Because if he did that after, I have no respect for him.
Finally.
If he did it before, then I guess I understand the need to get paid and food and yada, yada, mm-hmm, yada. Mm-hmm.
Don't they usually just have, like, craft services there? Hang on. Volcano.
No, but I mean, like, for his family and dogs.
It was 1997.
Hopefully he has dogs.
MIB? What the fuck? Men in Black 3. Men in Black 2. Fuck.
Just search for Volcano.
I did. Oh, my God.
It's after.
Just barely. They are right next to each other in his filmography.
I wonder if he was doing them at the same time or, like, right after one.
It's possible, and you can tell which one he phoned it in for. Volcano was released April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Men in Black was July 2nd, yeah, so Volcano beat it by a couple months.
So I wonder if he signed for Volcano so he could pay his rent and feed his family.
To get to Men in Black.
Then he got signed on for Men in Black, and so he was like, shit, I gotta get this through this really, really quick so I can film Men in Black.
Does he have your respect back?
Barely.
He's always got my respect.
I feel like he could have waited out for Men in Black, but whatever.
Nah, man, that movie was just... itching and ready
Maybe
to go. It
did...
had to get made.
Okay, hold on.
Holding
I
on.
I wonder if he did Volcano to practice his tough guy government persona for Men in Black.
He didn't do a very good job at practicing in that movie, you know?
And but he had to make it different enough to be different.
Yeah, it's true. It was much different. I much prefer the character of Kay to...
Me too.
Nameless, Kay. Nameless man. What the hell was his... Mike Rourke. Rourke. And then he was in Batman Forever before that. So he had to, he didn't have a very good string of movies before that.
Yeah, so I don't really know what's up with Tommy Lee Jones. What is he doing now? Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Currently, he's making, let's see.
Volcano 2.
That would suck.
Oh, God, I would still see it, though.
Something called Ad Astra and something else called Stoner.
Okay.
Let's see. Ad Astra. Army Corps engineer searches across the galaxy for his father, who disappeared on a mission to find alien life 20 years prior.
Okay.
It's out in 2019. Stoner, a poor farmer in the early 1900s, becomes a scholar and faces a series of frustrating challenges and disappointments in his chosen career path. That's not what I thought it was going to be about. Man, what a disappointment. Oh, well. I guess we're going to
I'm speechless. Anyways.
You thought it was going to...
No, I just... They both sound horrific.
I don't know. Him going across the galaxy? That doesn't sound so bad.
They're just dumb. And
Brad
they're
Pitt's
like,
in it.
One man does one thing to find another man. The next movie. One man focuses on this man's career. And it's just kind of weird.
Donald Sutherland's in it.
I like him. His butt is cute.
Who's in Stoner? Casey Affleck. Who the hell is that?
He's Ben Affleck's shitty brother.
Is he shitty?
I don't know.
What do we know about him?
Nothing. That's why I'm guessing he's shitty.
Okay.
But Ben Affleck's kind of shitty too. So
he made a movie about himself starring as himself.
Okay, so he's shitty. No, that's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, wait. No, oh, yeah, I heard about... Wasn't this movie like a big prank?
I don't know. I think Joaquin Phoenix's life is a big prank.
Documents Joaquin Phoenix's transition from the... Did I say that wrong? while you die. Transition from the acting world to a career as an aspiring
I just like how you
rapper.
Joaquin. His life has been a joke ever since his brother River Phoenix died.
Jacquin.
There it is.
I got it. I don't know. I got no...
My pencil.
I got no preference about the guy. I liked Her. Did you ever watch that?
No.
He fucks a computer. Yeah, voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
The only movie I like him in is Walk the Line. He's in that.
I don't know. Is that about Johnny Cash?
Yes. He's in it, right?
Walk the Line. He's the lead man in this movie. Yes, he is.
Okay, I thought so.
He's in the film.
Wait, what else? What other movies is...
The leading man, John R. Cash. Sorry,
what? What other movies is Joaquin Phoenix
Queen.
In?
Joaquin. Joaquin.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to start from the beginning or the top?
I'm not sure, but Taylor just informed me that Stoner, the book, is a good book.
Okay.
So it's a book before it was a movie.
Fun. I have a year to read it. Trying to find something that we recognize.
It might not be something that you recognize that I recognize.
Using Gladiator?
No. this is really thrilling.
Buffalo Soldiers?
No.
Signs?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
He's the weird brother.
The Village, which I think is...
That's
Mr.
like the...
Yeah, I remember that movie.
The next M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalama
Ding Dong movie.
Hotel Rwanda.
Great movie.
There's Walk the Line. The Master. Oh, yeah, he's in a cult or something.
Cool.
I wanted to watch that.
You make more money as a leader, but you have more fun as a follower.
Creed Bratton. Inherent Vice looked kind of interesting, but I didn't hear great things about it. I'll still watch it.
Sure.
And he plays Jesus in Mary Magdalene, so he's the guy who gets to fuck Mary.
You're gross.
Hey,
you need Jesus.
That's what the Da Vinci Code was all about. that was some true facts. You know, Tom Hanks was all like, man, Jesus had a kid, now I'm gonna go find it. And he did. The end.
Bravo.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The whole description for Mary Magdalene, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
The story of Mary Magdalene.
That's it. Wow, this is a really great description. I wonder what it's about.
Oh, shit. No idea. But he gets to play Jesus. I wonder how that helps out his ego.
Probably not. Isn't he really weird?
I don't know. He did that, that movie that, I'm Still Here, where he was, like, pretending to turn into a rapper. That was, like, an in-character thing that he did for, like, 2 years. He's one of those guys.
So he's gonna turn out, like... Jim Carrey, isn't he freaking out right now?
Jim Carrey's always been freaking out.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe something like that. He's just going to grow a super long beard.
Or Shia LaBeouf, before he figured out he was just a big joke.
Is Shia growing a super long beard?
I think so.
Is he still flying that flag that people want to steal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He can do both.
Ooh. Yeah, he can do both.
Hang on. Current Shia pictures... Excuse me. God damn it. He is not growing a massive beard, just a shitty mustache.
Oh, okay.
TMZ's probably the way to go. Who knocketh on our studio door?
It's me.
Hey, you want to be on this thing?
No, I gotta go. I got groceries in the car.
Okay.
No, because I forgot about it, but can I unlock the car for you right now?
Of course, and I will go check.
Okay.
We can do this.
You're welcome.
I'll just text you when I'm done.
Okay.
We can do this through the power of the internet. She left something in our car?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I didn't eat it. I don't think I did.
What the fuck? That's a very specific thing.
Well, I ate that fish stick that was in the car. The fish jerky?
Yes.
What do we call that?
Do you have the keys in your pocket?
Yes.
Hmm.
Would you like
them? Just press the unlock button a couple times.
Is your thing not working?
I don't know.
I'm just going to keep pushing it. Can you hear it?
How much time do we have on the show?
About 13 minutes. Hey, did you know there's a little tiny red light that blinks on here when you push the buttons?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I'm going to kill the batteries. Honestly, having a light in a key fob is a shitty idea. The batteries will die faster. It's the exact same thing as your phone beeping at you when your battery is low, because it's just gonna keep using more battery. I've never understood why you manufacturers decided to do this. I guess currently Shia is shaving his head. I didn't expect that. I guess he's not growing a shitty mustache. Calls out, blah blah blah. This is old fucking news. Eh. Oh well, I still like you in holes, Shia. Even if you are an actual cannibal, it's okay. Somebody out there likes you. Maybe it might just be me. You've heard those songs, right?
What?
The songs about Shia, like, living in the woods. You haven't heard these?
No. Oh. But I have to, can you unlock the door again?
What? It just locked itself?
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. No, 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 no.
Stop. It's fine.
Okay. Are you sure?
I don't know.
I can push it more. I love pushing buttons. Just give me the chance. Oh my gosh, this is the worst.
Yeah, she texted you, just relocked.
Okay.
Stop. It's fine.
I thought it just relocked. Didn't you want me to hit buttons?
That was
more?
Before when I was just reading you the text she sent me.
Ah, Jesus. Okay. Confusing.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay, she got it.
This is the first time I've ever been on TMZ's webpage, and it's...
Press lock, like, three times.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that whole ordeal is over.
Let's hope.
And done. I don't think it is. Something's gonna come back.
It's locked. Cool, we're done.
Yay. That was, nerve-wracking.
That was very nerve-wracking.
Anybody could have gotten into that car.
Anybody.
Why did I push that button so much?
Even your sister.
Yeah, I don't know what we would have done.
She already got in the car. She is fine.
Oh, good.
She left something in there when we went to the museum yesterday.
It was a cool museum.
Yes, it's the Portland Art Museum, and they had the Leica.
Leica? Is that a...
exhibit.
Any relationship to lichen?
The 20th of May. No.
Or lichens? The race of werewolves?
Nope. From that live in the underworld? Mountains? No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Damn. You didn't appreciate that, did you? Do you like those movies?
I used to a lot, and it's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
Because it's so dumb.
Because you have new favorite vampires now.
I have a friend who her dad used to call it Underwear World because they kissed a couple times in the movie. Like,
ooh.
Honestly, like, I watched it again, and I'm like, why were they so worried about us watching it? Because I'm pretty sure all they do is, like, kiss.
There's no heavy petting.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Or they, like, insinuate that they're having sex, but they don't actually, like, show people.
Oh, they do that thing where, like, the camera is on them making out, and then it, like, goes out of focus, and it pans away to a sunset or something. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know they're doing it.
Yeah, but I'm like, why is... I'm like, okay, sunsets are bad? Like, why would teenage... I don't know.
How would it be possible for a teenager who... has possibly never seen boobs or anything.
I've seen boobs when I was a teenager because I had them, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well,
good for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
when's the first time you saw boobs, not your mom's? Or anyone you were related to. That pushes the date back a lot.
I would have been 18.
Gross. Yeah.
Why is that gross?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's a normal age for that to happen.
Yeah, you're an adult.
If a bit late.
You go see boobies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I saw them. Okay, you're talking about real life boobies, right?
Yes, not internet boobies.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think...
Or boobies that were sent to you, specifically.
Nope, it's never happened.
Okay.
Nope, yeah. 18 is the line.
Sure. I think I saw a wiener. It had to be 16 or 15.
Was that an accident?
No, people send me wieners.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this before.
Yeah.
How big is your collection?
It 6 inches.
No, in total, you gotta line them up end to end.
6 inches.
Shit.
I don't know end to end how long they are, but I'm not sure how many there are, and I don't really care to look.
More than six?
Probably around six.
Less than 20?
Yes.
Less than 15?
Yes. Probably less than 10.
Okay.
Between 5 and 10.
Between 5 and 10.
Or 4 and 10.
You know what? That's not the worst amount. You know, it could be billions more. You know? Are you popping your shoulders again?
I'm trying.
I think maybe you shouldn't.
It hurts.
But maybe you're popping your collarbone out. Yourself.
Shh.
Or we can blame it on
your
sleeping patterns.
Are you a chiropractor?
I could be.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Then shut up.
But I could be a chiropractor.
Shh.
See, the joke here is that chiropractors aren't real doctors. Come on.
I'm telling Dr. Courtney on you.
Never met her. She's not going to care.
She's great.
Okay, good for her. But... it's not going to have any bearing on how I live my life, so I'll be
yes,
fine.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. Because
she adjusts your wife.
Everything on this show is a joke anyway.
I hate you sometimes.
Do I like chiropractors or do I not?
You'll
never know.
The screen looks like it's blinking to me because my polarized...
screen? What are you talking about? This
my
one?
My phone.
You know, it actually is blinking.
But I'm seeing it because my glasses are polarized.
Yeah. You're actually witnessing the refresh rate of your screen. Isn't it fancy?
It's pretty fancy, but annoying.
I'm sorry you feel that way. You gonna be okay?
I'll be fine.
It's not gonna activate your epilepsy?
Nope, not today.
Okay, good. I was planning on doing that later.
And I don't have epilepsy.
I'd hate for the surprise to get spoiled.
To activate my epilepsy?
Yeah. Because then we could do a sweet dance routine together.
While I'm having a seizure.
As they flap around. Yeah. I believe they call it the worm. Or something else fancy. I'm not a dancer, but when I dance with you, I really feel it move through me, you know? What is this face you're doing?
I am just... I have no words, only faces.
This is what... I don't know. This is what happens when you do a show with your wife and you're not sitting in your normal chair.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Are you comfy?
I'm so comfy.
Good. The only problem is I don't want to buy I don't want to buy five of those.
I don't want one of these chairs. It doesn't have really good lumbar support.
No?
So if I were to get another chair, it'd be a different chair. Probably cheaper.
Okay. And so you're saying
probably
you,
a mesh thing so the sweat wouldn't get in the chair.
So you're saying you want to buy your own studio chair.
I do.
Well, you should probably look into it.
I will.
I mean, you'd get to pick it. It'd be your chair, so just can't guarantee that other people won't be sitting in it.
As long as they don't get their butt sweat on it.
Jared's got some butt sweat.
BYOT.
Your own
towel.
Oh. Yeah, that's what those blankets over there are for. Jared's never sat on those, by the way. Jared, we need to do something about your butt sweat. If you're going to be sitting on my wife's chair, it's either a towel or like an adult diaper or something, because she does not want that stuff on her chair. This is a serious issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I miss?
Don't stain my wife's chair. What?
Nathan, for you.
Do you miss it?
I don't know why, because it caused me such existential grief and dread.
You know why? You know,
it's so funny.
Because it's a study of the human character.
And I hate sociology.
It's not really sociology.
It totally is. Like, you could sit and watch it and
that
you
okay.
could do a whole semester's worth of sociology solely based on all four seasons of Nathan For You.
You think you could? Because I feel like
you could.
I feel like that show is to sociology as this show is to radio.
No, it's really great because then you could, I mean, you obviously wouldn't use every single episode, but you could pick and choose different episodes that show different pieces of like the human nature and like
just the willingness to jump into things in hopes that they would work.
And then have, well, and just there's tons of things in it. And then you could teach a chapter of a book or whatever based on that episode. Totally would work. There's so much stuff in that.
I wonder what my old high school sociology teacher thinks of that show. I should probably bring it to her and be like, you think you could turn this into a semester? Huh? And she probably could, because she ruled.
Because it's just like, it's real life people's behavior. I mean, I know some of it is like, probably scripted / redone to make it look better or whatever. But it's still, a lot of those things are genuinely people's real reactions.
So. Yeah, because everything Nathan does, like, you know, that's all him just being a character.
Yeah. Or is it?
Well,
sometimes that line is very blurry for me.
That's what he wants, man.
Because I think he's more like that character than he wants us to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a dweeb.
No, absolutely. Would you want to watch it again?
Sure.
From the top?
Sure.
With the poop frozen yogurt?
Frozen yogurt.
That was the first episode.
Yep. Although I do, I'm not sure if it's going to be for your birthday or Father's Day, I'm going to get you one of the jackets that he has.
Which one is that?
The polar ice or whatever he called it.
Oh, the one for the Holocaust Memorial. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what the boys want to give you too.
Hang on, Nathan For You jacket. I want to, polar ice sound, Summit Ice.
Summit Ice.
Summit Ice Apparel. .com. Everybody check this out. Soft shell technology right next to the Holocaust. Oh my god. Copyright 2015. I wonder if that might expire soon. We better We better hurry up. Holocaust facts. Let's click on that. Between 1933 and 1945, two-thirds of all the Jews in Europe were killed by the Nazis. Many victims were transported to concentration camps by train and murdered with poison gas on arrival. Come look at our jacket selection.
I don't understand how that's, like, appropriate. See, that's the line that I don't really...
The joke is, it's not, but it's funny. It's funny because of the juxtaposition of the two things. I don't really have to explain this.
No.
I think it's great.
But
Summit crazy. Ice. I would wear this proudly.
I know you would.
I would build a...
Oh, you should look at the gallery of people wearing it.
Oh, yes. It's the celebrity gallery, right?
Yes.
Jack Black arriving at LAX in style, blah, blah, blah. Alexandra Daddario leaving Whole Foods with a healthy drink and a healthy awareness of one of history's worst genocides.
I disagree.
Rock and roll singer John Mayer. Wait, you disagree that she's doing that?
No.
Or it's the worst genocide?
I don't think it's the worst. It does say one of the worst, so.
Yes. Rock and roll singer John Mayer sporting a Summit Ice. Oops. Soft shell while doing some shopping in New York's upper. Oh, I thought I was going to say something about the Holocaust. That's all I wanted. Actor Rob Lowe looking cool and Holocaust conscious in one of our fleece-lined soft shell jackets. LA Clippers power forward Blake Griffin makes a slam dunk for Holocaust awareness. Nice.
There's more than there was.
Yeah?
Yes.
Knocked Up star Seth Rogen agrees that the systematic extermination of Jews in Europe was super bad. That's my favorite one. We're going to end it on that one. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio, or also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, and we want you to do a TGIFRadio show. @gmail.com, all the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. You got anything to say before we close this out?
There has been tons of genocide. Look it up.
Many of them. I'm sure there's a list of them on Wikipedia.
There is.
For a fun read the next time you're on the crapper.
If you're not aware, you should be.
Just bring up the genocide page while you squeeze one out.
You're
not in a Home Depot.
So horrible.
No, I'm not. We'll be back next week. Are we going to be back next week, or is the UFO thing going to cut in?
I think that's the week after.
It's the week after? We'll probably be back next week. Party on, everybody. Never gonna let you down.